finance and economics.
Noah's Ark, round two. What if the boat builder was an economist? Some biblical lessons for today's conservationists.
Of fowls after their kind, the Lord said to Noah, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee. Cooperation from the animal kingdom helped make the biblical patriarch history's greatest conservationist, saving every land-based animal, including humans, from a wave of divine extinction. Unlike Noah, contemporary conservationists face constraints. They cannot save everything. The patriarch was able to fit a breeding pair of each of the 5.6 million or so terrestrial species onto his 300 cubits long ark. If he was forced instead to ration his space, facing the traditional economic problem of scarce resources and unlimited wants, which animals should Noah have prioritized and kept safe from the flood for future generations? This was the dilemma Martin Weitzman, an economist, posed in a paper published in 1998, and it is one that carries enduring lessons. Weitzman's goal, beyond biblical interpretation, was to create an economic theory of conservation, calculating a strategy that a rational conservationist could follow to maximize both human welfare and natural biodiversity. He wanted to come up with a way of ranking conservation projects, how to weigh what the Lord called creeping things of the earth against one another, given the limited amount of funding to keep them all alive. Animals have two sources of value in Weitzman's model. The first is the utility they provide humanity. Economists now call this ecosystem services. They vary from the delight that megafauna provide those visiting a safari park to the more prosaic pollinators fertilizing crops, earthworms keeping the soil healthy. A forthcoming paper by Ile Frank of the University of Chicago and Anant Sudarshan of the University of Warwick looks at the economic benefits of keystone species. They find that the accidental poisoning of vultures in India led to a dramatic increase in human mortality, with more than 100,000 additional deaths in an average year as the birds no longer devoured waterway poisoning carrion. Despite their poor reputation, vultures might therefore earn a place on a resource-constrained ark. The second part of the calculation places a direct value on biodiversity. Imagine now that you are not Noah trying to save the natural world from a flood, but a scholar trying to save texts from the Library of Alexandria. All the scrolls might be valuable, but many have information on them that is in other libraries. The aim would be to save those with information not recorded elsewhere. Weitzman applies the same logic to animals. Biodiversity has both an aesthetic value and an informational one, with content embedded in the genetics of animals. The selection for the ark should try to preserve as much of this information as possible, even if the animals themselves do not do much for human welfare.